fatal unbelief, and he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went about among the villages teaching. I am so amazed when witnessing to those who do not believe. Unbelief holds immense power, a force so strong that its impact stretches into eternity. It was unbelief that brought a curse upon all humanity. It was unbelief that unleashed the fountains of the deep, opened the heavens, and brought the flood that swept away the entire human race. And it is unbelief in the Son of God that ultimately casts souls into eternal separation from God. Unbelief stirs divine wrath. Unbelief triggers divine judgment. Judas's unbelief caused him to take his own life and face eternal punishment. Unbelief holds great power. It's surprising how unbelief can persist even when there is clear evidence. The stubborn disbelief of people, despite strong proof of who Jesus is, highlights the tragedy of human choice. I know that individuals have the responsibility to react to the gospel and are accountable for their own lack of faith. Unbelief hides the clear truth. When you share the gospel of Christ and present the New Testament, including the historical account of Jesus' resurrection, with 500 witnesses, some people still refuse to see it. Hard-hearted unbelievers always find ways to dismiss the evidence. Unbelief hides what is clear, highlights what doesn't matter, and holds a grudge against the one who delivers the message. Unbelief acts as a barrier, effectively isolating an individual from a connection with God. How foolish is unbelief? Unbelief chooses hell. Unbelief chooses Satan. Unbelief chooses sin. Unbelief opts to navigate the darkness independently, rejecting any divine guidance. Is that truly the path you wish to take? That was enough for our Lord in Matthew 7:6. He warned, "Don't give what is holy to dogs. Don't cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces." The outcome of Jesus' visit to Nazareth was that he left there and made a teaching tour of other places in Galilee. Jesus just turns his back and leaves, never to come back again. Think about Acts 19:9, where Paul faced the same unbelief and turned and left the crowds and went and taught in the school of Tyrannus.